What do you call your brother's son? His relationship to you?
Oh, nephew.
Okay. And what do you call a child who has no living parents?
Orphan.
And the person who is given the legal control of that child is called what?
Guardian?
People who when all of your family gets together, including cousins, uncles, aunts, and everybody, you could say we had a whole house full of
company or family.
Okay, and people who are related to you, what do you call them?
Kinfolk, relatives.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. If you wanted to indicate that someone may have your same last name, but they're not actually related to you, you would say, well, yes, she has the same name that I do, but actually, I'm
not kin to her.
Okay. If someone comes into this area who is from another part of the state or even from another state, you would say that person is a
Yankee.
Okay, what if he was from California? What would you say in that case?
Tourist.
A tourist, okay. If he came from another country, what would you say?
Immigrant.
All right.
That's all far-fetched, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the word foreigner? He's a foreigner?
Well, whenever it is used, it's used slurringly, I think.
Not a complimentary thing, okay. Would you say that for someone who was just from another state?
No.
Okay.
Not unless you were choosing to either be sarcastic or unflattering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the next section has to do with some people, just names of people we want to know how they would be pronounced. There were two sisters, you may remember, in the Bible that Jesus went to visit. Do you remember that?
Mary and Martha.
Okay. And there is a girl's name that you may remember from this song, Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Nellie.
All right. And if a boy is named William, he may have a nickname.
Bill.
Or
Willie.
And then again, Billy or, I'm sorry, well, that was a poor name. Willie or
Billy.
Okay. The Matt is a short form of what longer name?
Mattress?
No, a boy who's named Matt.
Matthew?
Be. Okay. In old days, especially maybe in a little one-room schoolhouse, there was a lady school teacher. You might call her the... Can you think of any particular name that you might call her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's fine. And now we want to know how you would pronounce this. I think you said the other day, what do you call the thing that you put a... chickens in?
Chicken house. Chicken, hen house.
Okay.
Or chicken house.
Okay. Let's see, I'm not going to... Hey, do you know the name of a person, what you call a person who makes barrels for a living?
Barrels?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know that one. All right.